Green trucks fill the parking spaces around the Congregational Church in North Conway. Just outside the church door, a row of 30 men stand at attention. Each man wears a red jacket, green pants tucked into his boots, a Stetson, and white gloves. A crowd is growing, but the men remain silent. They're conservation officers, the state's game wardens, members of Fish and Game's Law Enforcement Division, and they're here to honor one of their own. Sergeant Brian Abrams, decorated conservation officer and 49-year-old father of two, died last week. The well-liked and highly respected game warden suffered a serious head injury in an off-duty motorcycle accident. Abrams spent 2 days at Maine Medical Center, but never woke up. He died on Tuesday.
We come together today to mourn the loss of Brian, to share the grief we all feel, and perhaps in that sharing, to find the strength to bear our sorrow and the courage to look for hope.
Conservation Officer Alex Lopashansky delivered the eulogy.
What we say today about Brian is only an inadequate expression of what we carry in our hearts. Words pale in the shadow of grief. They are insufficient to measure the memory of someone so well loved and respected.
Abrams spent more than 2 decades patrolling the mountains, woods, and waters around North Conway. He was a familiar face to hunters and fishermen, and a savior to lost hikers and skiers. Bear problems? Call Brian. Hit a moose? Call Brian. He went on almost every search, every rescue, since 1991. He gained a reputation for leading with a smile rather than his badge. And as Lopashansky said in his eulogy, Abrams was a guide and a teacher as much as a cop.
I had the privilege of working alongside Brian. It did not take long for me to realize that this piece of the state was his. When I approached people in the field, they'd say, "Hey Brian, how's it going?" They always expected it to be him. I thought that it would stop after a few years, but it has not.
And it's more than just the people who knew him who've come to pay their respects. The crowd is made up of white, black, blue, and brown uniforms of police and game wardens from as far away as New Jersey. Then there are the suits and dresses of the community he served. So many people fill the church. They set up speakers to broadcast out to the lawn. A glance at Abrams' file, however, makes it clear. In 2003, he saved the life of a stranded cross-country skier. He hiked 8 miles through snow and below zero temperatures to find him. In 1997, a reporter asked him about being named Conservation Officer of the Year. He immediately pointed to the volunteer groups. "They're the people who make us look good," he said. That was Brian, his friends say. He became a conservation officer so he could help people, even if it put his own life at risk, says former Lieutenant Doug Grolinski.
Brian was a courageous man. A man who possesses the mental makeup to act with courage is a man whose spirit is at peace. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. Brian was an upright man. I know he has found peace.
Abrams is still saving lives. When he died, he donated his organs. 4 people are alive today as a result. 4, and countless others. For NHPR, I'm Eric Isley.